Afternoon, everybody. We will call this meeting of the Commerce Committee to order. I don't even know how many people on the committee, so I'm not sure if we have a quorum, but let's just say that we do. I don't think we have any minutes to read from last time. I think Chair Atkins took care of that. What we're going to do in the first committee here is kind of go around the table and do a brief introduction of who you are and where you're from for both members and staff. And then we're going to have Mr. McCormick give us about an hour and a half to 2 hour presentation on the scope of the committee. And with that, we'll start. I'll start with myself. I'm Joe Hoppe, the chair of the committee. And my goal here is to just do as good a job as Chair Atkins and the chair before him and the chair before him did. And by the way, did everybody get their copy of the committee rules in their email? Okay, well, the jingle will be here right when the rules get to you. Our only rule is the golden rule. Just treat other people the way you'd want to be treated, and no singing. With that, we'll go around. John, if you want to introduce yourself.
John Reynolds, the committee administrator.
Tim O'Driscoll, I'm the vice chair.
Kelly, do you want to?
Bob Lunan, representative from Shakopee.
Raymond Dean, District 59B, which is part of Minneapolis, which includes downtown and the southern part of North Minneapolis. And Ron's going to sing for us.
I'm supposed to sing?
No.
Ron Crescia, 9B, Little Falls, right in the center of the state. When you throw the dart, you hit my hometown.
We told him to sing, but he wouldn't listen to us. I'm Linda Slocum, and I represent West and Central and West and Southern, I guess I could say, Richfield, and East and Central Bloomington.
Well, I'm Sheldon Johnson. I represent Southeast St. Paul.
I'm Joe Atkins from Emerald Heights.
You've gotten a lot better looking in the interim.
I had my hair dyed since our last meeting. Is that bad? I'm Leah Lilly from North St. Paul, Maplewood and Oakdale.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Mike Sundina from District 11A, which is basically Carleton County. I've got the major cities of Cloquet and Moose Lake in that district. I have one native band casino in there, and looking forward to airing all the concerns for them and for the rest of the state as well.
Chelsea Whitman, Republican Caucus Research.
Peggy, do you want to go?
Representative Peggy Scott, I represent Andover, Northern Coon Rapids, and one precinct in Ramsey. Looking forward to it.
I'm Sarah Anderson, I represent Plymouth.
Tama Tyson, I represent District 14A, which is the west and south part of St. Cloud, Way Park, and St. Augusta.
Jennifer Loon, representing about two-thirds of the city of Eden Prairie.
John Applebaum, representing Minnetonka, parts of Minnetonka, parts of Plymouth, and Woodland. I'm very excited to be here.
Dennis Smith, representing Maple Grove and Osseo.
Tim Sanders, Blaine.
Sam, why don't we have you? You kind of walked away when we were going to introduce you. So, Sam, you don't have a microphone, but wave. Sam is our committee page. So,
yep,
what do you say?
Chair, Sam Warner.
Yep. And then we'll come back to Chris, Mr. Chair.
I'm Greg Davids. I represent a district in southeastern Minnesota that borders Iowa and Wisconsin. And I'm glad the chairman goes by the golden rule because I do too, but it's a little different. Mine is do unto others before they do unto you.
We always remember that.
My name is Chris Klingman. I'm from House Research.
Bob Eliff with House Research.
And then why don't Chris, you want to introduce yourself and most embarrassing college story? That's what we've all been telling.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, yeah. Chris Wozeski, 16A, Lacaparle. Yeah, Yellow Aspen.
And?
I've got a couple others.
Karen Rudine, and I'm the committee legislative assistant.
And we're saving you for last, Mr. Pender.
I'm Tom Pender from House Research.
Mr. Eliff, did we do? Okay. And Mr. Pender is not only from House Research, he's been from House Research and been working on this committee for 25 years. And and Mr. Pender is not going to be with this committee anymore. He's going to be retiring. So we saved him for last, kind of the best for last, and I've been the chair of this committee in the past. I know I spoke to Joe Atkins, who's been chair of this committee twice, and we both had the same feelings, and we'll hear from Mr. Davids and any other former Commerce chairs that might be in the audience today. But we just wanted to express our thank you to you, Mr. Pender, for your service to the state and to this committee, state in general and this committee in particular. It's always been comforting to know that you could go to House Research and get your questions answered and sometimes get more questions than you came with originally. But it was always nice knowing that we had you to, you know, when the chair looks sort of baffled and you could say, Mr. Pender, could you help us out on that one? You always came through and we appreciate it. Representative Davids?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's sad for me to admit that I have failed the state. I have drafted legislation as tax chair to make sure that Joel Michael, Nina Manzi, Pat Dalton, and others are never allowed to retire. I would have certainly put in that same bill Mr. Tom Pender, because it is certainly the state's loss. It's been the state's gain for the last 25 years, Tom. I chair this committee. I was term limited out of this chairing this committee. I went from 99 to 04. I think you do three terms or something like that. Then I got booted. And Mr. Pender and I worked on a whole lot of things. I think the one thing that really stands out to me was working so hard as the self-insured market got bigger, trying to fight ERISA plans, and that I never quite got her done. But as a resource, I always tried so hard to ask Mr. Pender a question that he couldn't answer, and once again I failed miserably. But I do have one question, if I might, Mr. Chair. I know we've got some important things to do today, but I think this is important also. I do have a question actually for Mr. Pender.
Representative Davids.
As tax chair, I'm working on federal conformity that will be in Ways and Means tonight, hopefully on the floor tomorrow. And one of the provisions is the fact that if you're over 70 and a half, you can give up to $100,000 to conform with the feds, $100,000 of your IRA to a charity. You're aware of that. You know, you can do that. So my question is, in the law it says traditional IRAs, and I'm assuming simples and SEPs also, but also it includes Roth IRAs. Why would you need to include a Roth IRA into a charitable contribution for IRS tax purposes?
And I would like to remind everybody, we do have the greatest breadth of things that we can look at in this committee. This, however, is a new one. Mr. Pender?
Mr. Chair and Representative Davis, I have never thought about that particular issue, and I think I'd better just leave it that way.
Okay. I did actually figure it out. I couldn't, and I'm getting better, because even without Mr. Pender to get this one, so I guess my dreams have come true. I actually stumped Mr. Pender once. But the reason is you have to hold a Roth for 5 years, and if you buy it at age 68 and you give
next
it away at 71 or 75, then you wouldn't be penalized for doing that. That's pretty cool. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and more importantly, thank you, Mr. Pender.
Thank you, Representative Davids. And we are, we don't want to go on at length and embarrass Mr. Pender, and we're going to hear from Mr. McCormick here shortly, but we weren't planning to take a lot of testimony today, but if there's a former Commerce Chair sitting in the audience or any former members that want to have any particular remembrances of Mr. Pender, feel free to do so. Oh, look at that. There is one. How about that? Mr. Wilkin.
Uh-oh.
For those that don't know, at one time, Mr. Wilkin was a member of this committee and the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tim Wilkin, recovering member of the Commerce Committee. I'd just like to add my thank you to Mr. Pender. I say this in an affectionate way. I always considered you kind of the Master Yoda of the Commerce Committee, the man with all the answers and the keeper of wisdom. So you had to go out of the kind of the venue of commerce to stump him, because I wasn't able to do it in the years I was here. So maybe a human services question would be in order, but I'll save that.
Thank you, Mr. Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. Pender.
And I will say, when we took the majority the last time, Chairman Atkins and I went and we had lunch and we talked about things, and he gave me a couple of pieces of advice, and he said the first one was don't carry any bills, which I should have listened to, and the second one was you can always trust Tom Pender, and he and I have talked about that, whether he was the chair or I was his chair, for the last few years, and it really is comforting when you're the chair to know that somebody up here knows what's going on, no matter how obscure the question might be. Tom, you always came through for us, for this committee, and for the legislature, and we appreciate it. And with that, if you want to say any words, you're more than welcome to. Otherwise, we'll get on to Mr. McCormick.
Well, Mr. Chair, I wasn't expecting this amount of attention, and I'm speechless. I think I'll just pass on the request to speak.
That is perfectly all right, and we knew that if we told you, you wouldn't be here, so that's why we didn't say that. Mr. Fender, thank you very much. All right, Mr. McCormick, try to follow that.
Mr. Chair, members, Senator McCormick from the House Research Department. I was told that I was not to do an information overview, that the chair didn't want any information, so I'm just going to hit a few of the highlights to talk about the jurisdiction of the Commerce Committee. The Commerce Committee is the heavy lifter regulatory committee of any legislature, and as a key and crucial regulatory committee, the Commerce Committee is subject to the fact that in American society and Minnesota society, there are more and more kinds of product, more and more kinds of industry, more and more things that come along that consumers can buy that need oversight and review. The purpose of this committee and the purpose of any committee is to pursue legislation that therefore that creates what I call good regulation, and to fix and avoid changes to the law that have fostered bad regulation. And I think it's important to note that it's pretty straightforward what is a good regulation. A good regulation is transparent. People see it and understand it, and it's equitable. It balances the needs of society. By equitable, then, it balances the needs of the consumer for ability to buy a product that is fair and correctly priced and provides a good service, and it needs to balance the needs of the industry, including various competing companies and new entrants into the market. And this committee is renowned, I think, for the equitable approach it takes to the issues that come for it. Good regulation is gentle in the sense of that it isn't harsh and doesn't disrupt. People work for companies, people buy things from companies, and a good regulation comes in and help and doesn't disrupt unnecessarily through bad drafting, a poor approach. It's consumer friendly and it's business friendly, and it's stable over time. The worst thing you can do is have a change in law that is unchanged the next year and then re-unchanged the year after and re-unchanged the year after that. If that's good regulation, then bad regulation is overly complex. It's inscrutable and hard to understand. It's really unenforceable for an state agency or to be able to make it work. It asks the impossibles out of a consumer to understand or out of the company to implement. And sometimes we change our mind too often on what is good regulation, and therefore we absorb all the expense of a new regulation and we get none of the benefit out of it. And the Commerce Committee, therefore, and I do note when I talk to my new staff a couple things. I always note that, first of all, that they are lucky if they ever get to work with the Commerce Committee. The Commerce Committee has its own unique style, which dovetails with what I've just outlined as what I think is good regulation. The Commerce Committee tends to try to work out issues, and that is a testimony to all the former chairs and the current chair of the Commerce Committee. But it's also something that some of the good Senate chairs, I'm a former Senate staffer, and I can say good Senate chairs here and get away with it, I hope. Some of the good Senate chairs have also shared. an attitude that says we can work out problems, we don't have to work them out necessarily on the floor or with a fight. When a bill comes here, it should have been well drafted, and if possible, the interest group should have discussed it. Members of the Commerce Committee tend to want to listen and learn. Why is listening and learning so important for the Commerce Committee? Well, one of the reasons, and I'm just going to sort of talk about who our new staff of the Commerce Committee is going to be as I run through this. One of the reasons why is that there's so much to learn in the area of commerce. There's so many areas. And so what I'm going to do is just talk about who will be staffing the Commerce Committee and some of the areas they will handle. The first thing is I'm going to hang around this year. It's not fair to replace Tom Pender with a group of new staffers and say, go ahead and do it. So you'll see me as a more ongoing, continuing presence in the Commerce Committee. I worked in the Senate staffing their Commerce Committee for 14 years before I was seduced to come to the House. And in fact, my Tom Pender story is that for years we Senate staffers were trained to say reflexively that the Senate is better in all things, and I was staffing the Senate Commerce Committee when Tom came on board, and then that was the first time my tongue sort of stopped in my mouth, and I found it hard to say the Senate had better staffing than Tom Pender, and I was the Senate staffer, so it just had to admit, you know. And actually, I came to work for the House. I got an email from Tom saying, hey, we have a House Research Director position. I think you should apply for it. So I've always been particularly personally grateful to Tom.
Mr. McCormick, you say seduced by the House like it's a bad thing.
It's been good for me so far.
See, that's what I mean.
As our new staff comes on board, I think you'll see how daunting a task it is to staff this committee. First person I'd like to introduce who is here is Chris Klayman. Chris is there at the table. Chris will be an attorney working for the Commerce Committee, and Chris will handle a wide variety of issues. Chris will back me up on alcohol and become involved in alcohol regulation, which I will be primary on because I can never give alcohol away. But Chris will also do all of the gambling legislation that comes to the Commerce Committee, and that includes a variety of casino matters. It includes charitable gambling, and as I go through, I'm going to talk about who does some of the stuff for the state. And liquor is done by the Public Safety Department. Charitable gambling is done by the Lawful Gambling Control Board. Now you're already seeing that there's a lot of different state presences here. He'll also handle the lottery, and that's done by the lottery, and the racing area, pari-mutuel wagering, which is the Racing Commission, and a variety of other issues. Should we legalize sports betting? So Chris is going to be handling gambling, and I'll be his backup there. He'll also handle things like antitrust, and we don't do much antitrust, but when we do it, Chris will handle it. All the consumer protection statutes that we're used to, including things like lemon law, funerals, home warranties, international trade, a variety of matters related to underage drinking. And Chris also is going to be one of our new tax attorneys, so he will be working with Joel and the other members of the tax team. And we're going to have Chris. One of the things I noticed is when we talk about who's doing things, we're going to be working through that this year. So Chris will be doing this list of items, but our second new person starts tomorrow, and her name is Laurie Pampush, and she can pronounce it more accurately than I can, but you call her Laurie. Laurie is going to be handling the bulk of work on insurance and banking. Things from long list of items. You're beginning to see kind of the range of stuff that came to Tom's desk. Antitrust law, automobile insurance, banks and banking, boundary disputes, business organizations, condominium law, contractor deed, credit cards, credit reports, credit unions, financial institutions, foreclosure. Larry will be handling health insurance with Jamie Olson, who's in our office also as a teammate on health insurance. And also Minsure with Randy Chen and with Jamie Olson. Home warranties, property casualty health, life and accident health, a variety of licensing matters related that are handled by the Commerce Department. mechanics liens, limited liability companies and partnerships, mortgage law and foreclosure, motor vehicle insurance, nonprofit corporation, real estate agents, securities, townhouse law, the Uniform Commercial Code, usury rates. So Laurie will be handling the full range of financial industry regulation, and I will back up Laurie as well on those matters. The last piece of our committee is handled by Bob Aliff, who is at the table. Bob handles telecommunications law in general, including cable TV and communications with the PUC. And finally, my primary area is liquor law and liquor regulation, and so in addition to sort of sitting second chair to our Commerce Committee new staff this year, I will handle liquor. So we are happy to staff your committee, Chair Hoppe. Each of these areas is could be subject to a 30-minute briefing, and we won't do any of that today because I told there are cookies to eat, and I never ever get in the way of a legislator who wants a cookie.
It must be something you picked up in the Senate.
I picked that up in the Senate. Yep. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but that's sort of the overview of the jurisdiction of the Commerce Committee.
Any questions, members? Seeing none. Representative Davids.
I'm between you and them, and I don't like to stay here, Representative Davids.
Well, we will have cookies, and I want to say to everybody on the committee and everybody in the audience, welcome. We'll try to do what we can to continue the tradition that I don't know if Chair Davids started it or it started before him of trying to have a hopefully a fun committee where we all work together. We're not always going to agree on everything, but we try to get along the best we can, with the exception maybe of Lily, of Representative Lilly. But other than that, we're good. And so thank you, welcome, and we'll try to always have an open door and do the best we can to all get along and hear all sides of every issue. And with that, unless there's anything else, members, we are adjourned.